with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you part 4 of a 4-part series titled Live a Life of Conscience and Love, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
So I don't know why we human beings treat animals so cruelly, most of us, and think of them as a low level of beings. I think many of them, the animals, are so noble and so loving to their own kind as well as to others. And sometimes you see a cat or dog, huh? Swim into the very dangerous river to rescue his friends. Huh? Be it a human friend or a dog friend or a cat friend, they do that at the risk of their own life. But not many of us human beings dare to do this. When we see the situation dangerous, we don't risk our life. But the animals, they see danger, they still risk out of love. So if we human beings cannot return to this basic compassion and love of the natural instinct which the animals still possess, then we should feel more sorry for ourselves than being proud of us. And that is the reason why we must be vegetarian. Because they are truly noble. They truly possess a human quality and a soul within them, just like ourselves. So I think it's also good when we learn from the animal. Some of the quality, not that we learn to become an animal, but their good quality we should remember, so that we don't feel ashamed to be lower than animal standard, at least. We should rise to the noble position of a saint. And to do that, we must possess compassion and love and understanding and unselfish sacrifice at all times, be it in retreat, at home, in the supermarket, or anywhere else, even in the forest, where nobody else can see us and nobody else is there to record our good deeds or to praise our noble effort. We must always be noble alone, because we alone know what we are, and God knows.
Sifu, 目前地球面临危机，除了人类觉醒，改变生活方式，开始吃素做环保外，有没有可能透过其他外力的帮助协助地球度过这个难关？外力就比如说像 更高等的众生他们的高科技，或者是透过祷告。
No, 祷告没有大用。如果我们自己没有道德的话，那比较小用了。
是。
因为我们自己做坏，我们自己要改善。比方说我是一个外星人，我有很多力量，很多那个器具哈，马上就下澎湖帮助你们，帮助别人哈，然后怎样呢？地球继续活下去，然后人类继续那个互相残杀，互相战争，然后还有伤害到别的动物。你喜欢这种地球吗？
不喜欢。
好，那就这样子了。即使有能力的话，我们也要靠自己。别人的话只能帮助一阵而已。如果我们自己心不改的话，业障不会改，道德不会增加。
了解。
我是要众生改变自己的良心了。这个地球若没有，会有别的地球。如果良心没有，去哪里都没有。
谢谢师父。
当然你问为了爱心了，我了解，我也是很担心了，不过我们只能做这样子啊。那个劝告别人，劝告大家改变那个生活的方式，要转到良心爱心生活的方向，才能够帮助地球，才能够帮助自己。现在比方说外星人过来帮助我们地球，把我们地球那个暖化把它停着啊，那他们众生也继续那个残杀，继续互相残杀，没有良心，没有爱心，那动物也会继续痛苦，然后等一下他们死亡也会下地狱啊。帮助他们救这个生命啊，短暂的生命，然后他们灵魂会下地狱很久的话，那我觉得不适当。所以他们外星人即使他们能帮助也不帮助。
谢谢师父。
不过我在台北已经讲过了，他们外星人也怕我们了，如果下来的话，恐怕我们把他们吓掉了，还来不及救我们了，想我们内心人就对了。 OK， 我们内心什么都有，我们内心是万能的，有上帝，有万能的力量。如果我们转到内心来啊，师叔做道德，做真正的一个真正好的人的话，一定什么都可以救。
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children, antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease.Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity.Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. deforests the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Hysteria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
那是不是说因为动物它本身的命运就是因为会被伤，所以我们吃下去也会被伤？
不是，它是贪生畏死嘛，谁都一样，我们你爱心就管就好了，何必讲那么多？它不想死，你何必逼它死嘛？我们自己有选择，没有什么是有命运的，任何都有选择。你现在抓到一条鱼，那你选择要放它或是要吃它都可以选择，很简单。如果我们道德高，我们良心高，我们爱心高，我们就放了，我们选那个爱心的那条路，我们说 no， 我可以杀你，不过我不杀，就这样子啊，没有什么命运定的，定就是这样子啊。如果你选这个杀他，当然他的命就定了，死定了，是吗？哎呀，所以我们自己才可以解脱，也可以下地狱啊。你全跟着师父学习那个高雅的理想，然后打坐找自己的聪明度智慧，那当然你选这条路啊，啊路很多，就跟街上一样，你要选去哪里那就选那条路，就变定这个样子啊。你就选这边的路，它就有这个那个房子，那个那个到那边就会有什么什么东西，你选这边的条路去这边，这边那有是什么东西，就是这样子说定命。定就是你选什么它就定在那里啊，你不可能选这边，然后你的命就定到那边来，不可能。所以命定是这样的，随你选哪一个，他就定那一个。啊，看你自己定自己啊！不要相信任何命都定了，我们可以再选。比方说，你以前选坏了，那最乱七八糟什么哈，杀生什么一大堆的，喝肉烟酒什么一大堆的，现在你可以再选啊。不是说你以前这样选现在就不好了，你没办法，你选那条路很坏，你现在没办法回头啊，走别的，就这样子 OK， 随时都可以再选啊，没问题。Tình thương dĩ nhiên rất là vĩ đại. Tình thương là một sự vĩ đại nhất trong cuộc sống và vĩ đại nhất trên toàn cõi vũ trụ. Nhưng mà đa số nhân loại bây giờ đang thiếu kém tình thương đó. Có người phải thể hiện tình thương nhiều hơn trước. Phải yêu thương cả kẻ thù, phải yêu thương hàng xóm, phải yêu thương động vật và môi trường xung quanh thì mới có thể vượt qua cơn nguy khốn và được lối sống bình an. Tình thương phải thể hiện ra chứ không phải tình thương nói mà được. Tình thương phải thể hiện bằng hành động, tức là ăn chay, làm lành và bảo vệ môi sinh.
Chúng con cảm ơn sư phụ ạ.
Không có chi đâu.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after noteworthy news. Wishing you much love and peace under heaven's grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.